Fair Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival. And today, I'm with Daria Yekhamasova, main actress of the film Angels of Revolution, Angeli Revoluti. I don't know if I ever... by Alexei Fedorchenko. So welcome, Daria. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. I'm very glad to be here.
So my first question is that you already worked with Alexei Fedorchenko in the past. You were one of the stars in The Celestial Wives of the Midomari. So do you think that you're sort of becoming one of his muses?
Yes, and I have worked in Russian-American project for the animation with Fedorchenko too. Angeli of Revolutions, it is my third film with Alexei. I don't know, I want to be a muse for him, yes. But I think he is artist and he is director and a very art man, and I think now he has that mood. Настроение, mood, yes. I can be a muse for him now, but I don't know what will be after, but I won't.
I was thinking, since you worked with him like on 3 projects now, how was this project different from the others, if it was, obviously?
Yes, sure, it's... 3 projects and 3 different projects, and for me, like actress, it's very interesting experience because 3 different parts, 3 different role line, and just very it's big experience for me. And I think Angeli of Revolutions is most of hard for me. It was very hard for me. And when I heard about this project, when Lyosha talked about this idea 1 year ago, I kept the silence and I didn't ask him. I want to go to the edition. I couldn't to do it because I thought that it's not my role. But Alexei came to me and proposed me this role and without edition. And I was afraid, but I was happy, and it was very interesting time in my life.
The film is based on true events, so I was thinking, did you know about this Paulina the Revolutionary, and did you do some research on what were the actual true events and what not, so to decide to better work on your character?
Yes, I my grandfather taught me when I was a young girl. He yes, and I never read history books because my grandfather knew all history in the minute. Yes, and before I played in the movie Once Upon a Time There Lived a Simple Woman by Andrei Smirnov, and I
started the story, the history, in order to prepare to my role.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and when Alexei invited me to this movie, I tried to read because my grandfather wasn't with me, and I tried, and Alexei told me about many things, and this is famous events in Russian history. I don't know how it was in real, but we thought that it was the same what we showed here.
I was thinking that Alexei Fedorchenko has obviously his own way, very particular way of telling things. So even if the film is based on true events, is sort of it's seen through his eyes and his style. So, and I read that you work in the Theatre of Nations in Moscow. I don't know if that's true. And so, and his style sometimes reminds me of a theatre play. I mean, the way he set things on the stage. Sometimes it feels to me like I'm watching a theatre play sometimes. So I wanted to know your opinion on that, if you find some similarities between your work on the theater, your work with him.
Thank you very much for these questions. I think Fedorchenko did the new style. It's not theater, it's not movie, it's like
interlaces mythos.
Yes, and he invented a new style, and he is very strange man, and I think
he's such a strange, particularly unique person and personality, and that's why he's going to be awarded the prize for the future.
Yes. And this is the middle, movie, theater, arts, music, and here every day when I came to the shooting place, I didn't know what are waiting me there, because I read the text, I read the script, but in real it was very interesting too, because I have never know what wait me, and every day it was a new experience and new shock for me, because
every time a new surprise.
Yes, every day it was a surprise, and he put him hands on the bolt, on the well, and closed his eyes and thought, and after he said, okay, let's do that. And I was in the shock. I said, okay. I was like
painting, yes.
And I have, I had
for his paintings, as if
I had a big trust for him, and I kept the silence and did what he said me, told me. You understand?
It was amazing. I can only imagine. I think that this is one of the, it must be challenging, but at the same time very rewarding in the end.
You never know what you can do for the finish, and we tried to live here and now, and we decided the scene episode every day in that minute, and after we try to forget it, and we didn't try to think about future. We tried to, you understand, you know what I mean. I'm shooting I'm shooting every day, and I have big happy, because directors which I working, it's the best directors in Russia, and Fedorchenko is the best strange director, and he's big my friends, and I never know, I know him like people, like men, like father, my girlfriend, like husband, my friends, but when he is on the shooting place, it is another man, it is like a good zombie, you know.
Thank you, Daria. Thank you for sharing this moment with us. It was really nice talking to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And good luck for the film and your career.
Yes, today I will to see it the first time.
Wow.
It's very interesting for me. Yes. Yes.
You'll see an amazing film then, because I watched it and I loved it.
Okay, I will tell you after what I think about it.
Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.